This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2688, Resisting Lifestyle Inflation, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Resisting Lifestyle Inflation, by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com. I have a love affair with real estate and once again allowed myself to consider the possibility of trading up. After an entire day was spent driving by houses in our target market and running the numbers, we started to feel that all too familiar anxiety of the cost associated with lifestyle inflation. You know that feeling, right? It starts out in your gut and never really goes away. It's worry that is born out of fear, fear that you can't comfortably afford to do something. Sometimes the worry is unwarranted. Most of the time, it's not. How we resisted the urge to trade up. It was fairly easy to resist the temporary insane urge to sell our home and buy a bigger one, considering what we went through last year when we nearly got ourselves into a big financial mess. Even though we were considering more reasonably priced homes this time, it was still ballooning into a hefty increase in monthly expenses for a very long time. Ultimately, remembering the events of last year that actually led to the creation of this blog and keeping our financial goals in mind, we nixed the idea in record time, less than 8 hours to be exact. Single mom complex. I was a single mom for quite a few years before meeting Mr. Mad Money Monster. Even though I had and still have a great high-paying job, I had to keep our expenses low if I wanted to give us a home, myself a retirement account, and my daughter a college fund. When she was really young, she's 6 years old now, I made sure she saw New York City, Washington, D.C., Baltimore's Inner Harbor, and the beach. I didn't do this because I thought she would remember. I knew she wouldn't. I did it to expose her to different environments and stimuli in the hopes that it would benefit her developing brain. Yes, I'm a scientist. All of those excursions occurred as day trips because I couldn't afford to pay for our home, subsidize my mother's living expenses, that's another post, contribute to retirement accounts and college funds, and take real vacations. Simply put, I couldn't afford to give her the childhood I wanted to give her based on my single, albeit high, income. I did the best I could for all of us. Married. Now that I'm married, I have a second income, even though it's variable and unpredictable, in my arsenal. This is a luxury that's not taken for granted. After having lived on a single income for so long, the idea that we can actually afford more is tempting at times. All too often, I think I'm doing my daughter a disservice if I keep her in our smaller home. How will she feel in her 10 by 11 foot bedroom when she's a teenager? I feel guilt. It's unwarranted guilt, but guilt nonetheless. I remind myself that the guilt I feel is not warranted and not a good reason to be stupid irresponsible with money. I also need to remind myself that providing my daughter with a stable, loving, easily affordable lifestyle is better than providing a big house. Minimalism and wealth contracts. Committing to minimalism has given us focus and the ability to say no to unnecessary clutter in our lives. But it's still difficult to resist everything. For me, real estate is much more than a place to live. Growing up in the original tiny house made me feel inferior compared to my classmates. Because of this, the urge to trade up not only proves my worth, but provides something for my daughter that my parents could not give me. These are emotional issues that I need to actively monitor and keep in check. My emotional arbitrary indicators of wealth really have nothing to do with what we need or what makes the best financial sense, obviously. Mr. Mad Money Monster and I acknowledge that lifestyle inflation is something we need to continuously monitor. We also acknowledge that it's difficult at times to adhere to the tight restrictions we've set for our money. Because of this, we've developed a wealth contract specifically stating what we will do with our money this year. We've both signed it. It clearly states what our priorities are and what is acceptable spending for the year ahead. You just listened to the post titled Resisting Lifestyle Inflation by Lisa Harrison of MadMoneyMonster.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you'd like to hear another opinion on lifestyle inflation, check out episode 1913, where author Kevin Ha talks about participating in lifestyle inflation on your own terms. I liked his advice to let loose a bit after reaching a milestone like CoastFi. When I think back on how I got myself into a financial rut, it was because I convinced myself that I would make more money in future years and make up for all that spending I was doing in my 20s. This is a terrible financial strategy, by the way. I then did a complete 180, got out of 30 grand of debt in 11 months, and saved 60% of my income until I reached CoastFi status. The likelihood that lifestyle inflation could now damage my financial future after all those years of diligently saving are slim, because good financial habits are now ingrained. This to me is one of the biggest benefits to front-loading saving and investing. You give yourself the privilege to relax a bit well before traditional retirement age. This could mean spending a bit more or downshifting into less work and less income. Also, any lifestyle inflation I participate in now is more likely to be internally motivated versus externally motivated. Rather than keeping up with the Joneses as a reason to buy that new thing, after a period of financial diligence, I'm more likely to spend money in ways that align with my personal values. And that'll do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll be back here over the weekend where your optimal life awaits.